Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. There's Steely Dan for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other cool things you can do there at our website. It's a little bit of small business heaven. That's jbsba.com. Barbara Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman is with us. She's a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a book called Attitude. She is an entrepreneur herself. She is a small business owner herself, having built and grown a successful chain of bookstores in the middle of an industry that, of giants. She carved out her niche and over in Georgia and was very successful, sold her business, and decided to talk about it. And that's what she's doing right now. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, one thing people don't know is I also did open I was the founder of a chain, and I'm going to date myself a little bit, a chain of music store, record stores.
Right.
And it was called Turtles Records and Tapes.
Turtles?
Yeah, and I think you probably know it from your area.
I've heard of those guys, yeah. And, well, good for you. You know, you never told me that.
I know. That's something.
All I knew about was Chapter 13 books.
I know. It's Chapter 11, but yes, I know.
I mean, Chapter 11, but so you're like a serial entrepreneur, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's other businesses, too, I've started besides records, but we did change the name after a few years. It went from Turtles Records and Tapes to Turtles Music.
Well, now, what does it take to be a serial entrepreneur? How much attitude do you have to be a serial entrepreneur?
You know, I think you have to have a lot. You just have to have some, you know, key things that you follow and that make you, you know, feel good. And, you know, I just have these 10 steps that I follow no matter what I do. And if I do those 10 things, then it just works and I just can be my, you know, entrepreneur.
Well, give us those 10 things. List them for us.
Okay. I mean, they're in no particular order, guess the first one that has to be the most important, and that step is make it happen. And you know, you have to have a mantra. And if people don't know what a mantra is something that you say over and over again to give yourself focus and energy. And my mantra happens to be make it happen. So let's say I decide I want to go open a music store. I use my mantra, I mean, every day for everything. But for this example, I would say, okay, Barbara, you can do it. Make it happen. Make it happen. And eventually that will propel me forward to make the first phone call, to make the first, you know, whatever it takes to make it happen.
And you can have your own little make it happen mantra. My mind is one that I learned a long time ago. And whenever I feel like I need to, you know, I need to get in gear and do something, you know, maybe extraordinary, I say this is no hill for a climber, and you're a climber.
Right. I mean, yeah.
The point you're making is, it's not that make it happen has to ring true for everybody. It's just it finds something like that you can. Is that sort of allow you to drill down a little deeper into your spirit and get a little more out, maybe?
I think that's what it does. But it just, you know, you just focus. It just, when you keep saying something over and over again to yourself, you focus on it, and then it causes you to eventually do it. You know, it might not happen the first time, but when I know I have to do something, I use my mantra, you know, all day long till finally I'm so focused on it.
Right.
I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one of my steps.
And that's contagious too, isn't it, Barbara?
Contagious to other people?
Yeah.
Don't you think
people see you with your game face on and how serious and how committed you are? Don't you think that's contagious?
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I think that is in business, you know, when you have people working for you and with you, yeah, they see that focused atmosphere, and it is contagious, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's another one?
Okay, another one is, and this one has two meanings. This one can be a mantra, too. Never take no for an answer. So let's say you're going to use this as your mantra. If somebody tells you no, if you focus on it and say, okay, I am not going to take no for an answer. I am not going to take no for an answer. How can I rework this until I get a yes or some type of yes? It doesn't always have to come back to you exactly the way you want it.
Right.
And, you know, if you start taking that approach that you're never going to take no for an answer, you'd be surprised how many times you can turn things around, and then you have a better attitude. The more times you turn no's into yeses, you have a better attitude, and the better your attitude is, the more you'll accomplish in your life.
When I hear no, I hear not yet.
Very good.
And the thing is that's never been more true. What you're talking about right now, Barbara, has never been more true than the 21st century, because look at how many organizations that in the last century were mortal enemies, and today they're partnering.
You're right. And
so anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I mean, look at business. You know, I don't know how many of your listeners know the Bernie Marcus Home Depot story, but, you know, it's close to my heart because he's, you know, it was founded here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times he went out looking for money, and people kept telling him no, 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 but he never took no for an answer, and look at what happened.
Yeah. Did you know how many times Dr. Seuss went to a publisher? It was like 26 times he was rejected for his children's books.
So, you know, that just, you know, never take no for an answer.
Michael Jordan. I had the other guy on my mind. Michael Jordan, the basketball player, was cut from his junior high basketball team.
I think I knew that because he wrote a book about it. Yeah.
How about that?
And, you know, here's the biggest no that ever happened to me. This is amazing. When I decided to go into the bookstore business, you know, I did a little research. I called three of the major publishers, and I asked them a simple question. I said, you know, because this was 1990 in Atlanta, and Barnes & Noble and Borders were not in Atlanta. So I asked them a simple question as my research. I said, why are Barnes & Noble and Borders not in Atlanta? Because I thought I needed to know the answer to that question before I opened the first bookstore. Well, two of the three publishers said to me, Barnes & Noble and Borders are not in Atlanta because the South is illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could have hung up the phone and go, well, you know, maybe they know what they're talking about. But I love to read, and everybody I knew loved to read. I said, you know, I'm going to not take no for an answer. Prove them wrong. And
right.
I did. I grew a successful
bookstore
chain.
And you did, and made it very successful and sold it. And now she's clipping her coupons and selling books and talking to you and me and sharing her success story and some of her key success principles. And we appreciate it very much. Barbara, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Barbara Kaufman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called Attitude. As you can tell, she's got a little attitude. I like that about her. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with Barbara Babbitt Kaufman. She is the author of Attitude, and she's the CEO of Kaufman Consulting. And Barbara, we need your website, please.
It is attitudeisit.com.
Attitudeisit.com. Now, Barbara.
Yes.
Attitude is a utility infielder. It can be, you know, you can use it different ways.
Correct.
You can have in the same hour, in the same minute, I could be talking about this employee, and I could say, you know, I like that person's attitude. And then the next hour, I could say to another person, don't give me any of your attitude. Right?
That's true. People.
So how do we, you know, it's a pretty handy word, isn't it?
It is a pretty handy word, but I really think having a good attitude is a learned habit. It is a habit. It's no different than learning to brush your teeth every single day. So if you start today to practice, to make it a habit, and I think they say that making something a habit takes like, I think, 18 days, you'd be surprised at the end of, you know, a couple of weeks that you will have a better attitude, because think about it like this. You wake up in the morning and you're in a good mood, okay? It takes a lot of energy to be in a good mood all day. By the end of the day, you're totally exhausted. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you have a bad attitude. Same thing. It takes a lot of energy. By the end of the day, you're totally exhausted. So why not focus, practice, make it a habit one day at a time to be in a good mood more often?
I think people get in and get bad attitudes for two reasons. Number one, I think it's just that it's their nature for some folks to be that way. But also, some people, you know, they've had it tough. They've had some tough knocks, and it puts them into that situation, into that attitude. How do we overcome those things? Is there any particular trick or tool?
One thing you have to do is always, no matter, things can be really bad. I mean, you know, I'm not talking about really bad, okay? But, like, for instance, my husband was sick, and while he was sick, he lost 5 pounds. And I said to him, I said, you know, look at the bright side. So that's my attitude, you know, is I'm always looking for the bright side.
So is your middle name like Pollyanna?
Yeah. You know, I'm just the eternal, you know, eternal optimist. You
well,
know,
if you're a small business owner, you have to be a pathological optimist, don't you?
I think you have to be. And again, you know, it's training yourself. Nobody's born this way. You have to, again, I really think if you follow my 10 steps, you'll get there, you know, definitely within that 2 or 3 week time period. But it's...
By the way, folks, those other steps that we didn't get to, they're in the book. Go ahead, Barbara.
But you know, no, I was just saying that you just always have to look for the bright side, and there is always a bright side.
Well, how did you get your attitude to infect your employees? How did you get that? How did you make that happen?
Well, I think one of the things you said earlier is so, so true, is that it's contagious. And so, you know, and then, you know, another thing is people always ask me, well, what if you're dealing with a really difficult person at work? You know, what if you just, you know, they just, well, you know, there's several things you can do. One of the things that I always did was, and this takes extra effort on your part, but to me it was always worth it, but I would really befriend that person, you know, go into their office, mm-hmm. take them to lunch, do what it took to find out what made them tick, why were they so angry?
You wanted to redeem them, didn't you?
I did.
How often did it work?
All the time.
Every time?
Every time.
You never fired anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But usually when I fired somebody, it was I made sure that it was a mutual thing. You know, I made them understand they'd be happier elsewhere.
You made their life so miserable they knew they'd be happy somewhere else? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not true. But I really did. But, I mean, I, you know, and I'm not even talking about from the, you know, employer-employee level. I'm just talking about, you know, your coworkers. You know, if you're working with some, people ask me this all the time, but if you're working with somebody, I know it takes extra effort and you're thinking, why do I need to do it? Well, the reason you need to do it is because they might be around for a long time, and
right.
you want to make everything better for a long time. And if you can get anybody, if you work hard enough with them, you can befriend them and have them not, you can have them on your side. And everybody, I'm talking so much, but everybody in an organization is so important. It doesn't matter if they're the one that fixed the copying machine, because think about it.
Well, that's exactly right. That's the attitude everybody's got to have. And that's kind of attitude, that everybody's role is important, regardless of what role it is, that comes down from the top. That has to come from the top, doesn't
it? You're right. It does. I think it does absolutely come from the top. But I think everybody, even coworkers, need to understand that.
Well, that's how they understand it. It comes from the top, and that's one of the things. That's one of the mandates that the person or the people at the top have to establish, and that is that everybody is regardless of their assignment, gets respect in the organization. And if they're not respectable, then they got to go somewhere else and find. Maybe they got to find respect somewhere else. Barbara, give us your website, please.
AttitudeIsIt.com.
And the book is called Attitude. And if you want to load up on your attitude, folks, and learn how to become a serial entrepreneur just like Barbara, then you can I recommend this book. It's available wherever books are sold. Thank you very much for being here, Barbara. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Barbara Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen, KAUFMAN. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back with Russell Brown.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.